Good morning, and welcome to the Hotel City Express's fourth quarter 2021 earnings conference call. Thank you for joining us today. Please note today's conference is being recorded. For opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the call over to Hector Vasquez, Investor Relations Director for Hotel City Express. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Hotel City Express fourth quarter 21 results were released yesterday after a market close. They are available on Hotel City Express Investor Relations website. We want to remind you that during this call, the management comments may include forward-looking statements. We ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly report for guidance on this matter. Joining us on today's call are Mr. Luis Barrios, our CEO, Mr. Santiago Parra, our CFO. Luis will begin with some opening remarks, followed by Santiago, who will present the company's financial results. We will then open the floor for questions. Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Luis.
Thank you, Hector. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today to discuss Hotel City Express fourth quarter results for 2021. We hope you and your families are healthy and safe. As the year progressed, we have witnessed our portfolio's resilience and a continued recovery after showing four consecutive quarters of sustained growth. The challenges that arose from the pandemic's first year and that continue to be present well into the second compelled us to deeply rethink how we managed our business. Initially, we worked with our suppliers to reduce our cost structure, automate processes, and focused on lowering our operating break-even points at every property. We also had to constantly carry out in-depth mobility analysis, always looking for ways to understand and adapt to evolving guest trends in new market segments and regions. We generated additional distribution channels to stay in touch with our guests and design different marketing strategies that broadened our reach towards potential clients and other demand buckets. We did all this while upholding our brand commitment to quality and service and trying to optimize our operations at each one of our hotels. 2021 was also a key year in the refinancing of both short and long-term debt, adjusting the company's capital structure and privileging liquidity generation through our latest capital raise process and asset sales that had led us to navigate through the most restrictive phase of the pandemic. As previously mentioned, our team has been working very hard on many fronts throughout the year. We are satisfied with the results we have achieved so far and how we have positioned the company for the coming years by giving more flexibility to tackle what is coming. Looking at the fourth quarter more specifically, we witnessed the fourth COVID-19 wave globally over the past few months, fueled by the Omicron variant. This continued to affecting certain sectors of the economy in different ways, but the relatively good news for us was that while the number of active cases skyrocketed in all geographies, hospitalizations remained relatively well controlled and mobility, most importantly, was not affected. We believe this had to do with the progress achieved by vaccination front, both in Mexico and other countries. Furthermore, we believe lower hospitalization and higher mobility set the stage for the strong recovery trends in the tourism sector. The Northern Corridor once again delivered very good results, reaching 93% of 2019's occupied room nights for the whole year. We saw a reactivation of local travel agencies, local business traveler, and group trips. The U.S. recovery, which has boosted export-related sectors, has been a relevant factor to the improvement in the demand coming from the manufacturing, oil, and services industries. The region that continues to lag the rest is the Bajío, which has been affected by the automotive sector supply chain disruptions. However, we have seen that this specific region has begun to recover and represents a great opportunity once the automotive sector stabilizes. I want to remind you that we have close to 38 properties in that region. that depends on the auto industry. It is important to note that thanks to our portfolio diversification, we have been able to continue increasing average daily rates at the chain level. Our ADR for the fourth quarter posted a year-on-year increase of 11.9%, partly boosted by local events like Formula One in Mexico City, El Buen Fin, and the implementation of our leisure strategy. Within this sequential increase, the rate once again is above the level seen in the fourth quarter of 2019. As for occupancy, October closed at 80% of the occupancy registered for the same month of 2019, November at 86 and December at 92. Quarter on quarter, as well as year on year, we are able to generate more room pre-sales than we expected. And we continue to benefit from the marketing strategies focused on the leisure segment that we put in motion over the past year, including our programs called Descubre City and City Expressions. Thanks to all this combined, as well as our cost and expense management efforts, process automation and empowerment culture at all levels in our company, we were able to deliver a quarterly EBITDA generation of 186 million pesos, 16% above the EBITDA reported in the third quarter of 2021. This implies a 25.6% EBITDA gain margin, which shows how our profitability recovered over the past few quarters. Looking ahead, undoubtedly, one of the most relevant topics we're working on is our balance sheet structure and liquidity. Considering the debt refinancing and the first phase of the equity issuance that we concluded in 2021, as well as the asset sales we have closed over the past 12 months, which add up to over 635 million pesos of sales proceeds, we estimate we will repay 150 million pesos of our syndicated facility, leading to a reduction of around 8% in our consolidated net debt. With the latter, we have been able to extend the grace period of our syndicated loan up to until the first quarter of 2023. It is worth noting that we negotiated with our creditors that the prepayment will be considered in with a direct order of maturity and not as part of a balloon payment. Thanks to this, we have achieved greater flexibility for the upcoming quarters. Our capital allocation strategy for this year will still be to continue analyzing potential divestment opportunities, along with the possibility to place the remaining shares of the second phase of the equity offering. It is worth mentioning that as of today, we do not have an urgency for additional resources. Thus, depending on the speed and convenience of asset sales, we could eventually cancel the remaining shares that are allocated in our treasury, following the same goal as we defined last year, which is to cover the remainder of the billion pesos of cash flow that was not generated during the worst months of the pandemic. To date, we have covered 60% of this amount through asset sales and the rights issuance. We also continue to study eventually IPOing our Fibra Stay vehicle, but we will only go ahead if the timing and pricing is right. I also want to say, as we did last year, we were able to negotiate the necessary covenant waivers with our bank creditors to have full coverage until the end of this year. This means we are currently operating with a stronger capital position, better market trends, and no covenants risk for the next 12 months. I believe we are on the right path to finish healing the negative effects of the pandemic that the pandemic brought. Before I pass the call, I am glad to announce that Santiago Parra has been ratified as our CFO following Paul's departure. Santiago has been part of this company for over 13 years, more recently as corporate finance director, and has excelled at his previous responsibility. He knows and lives the City Express culture, and I am convinced he will help us to continue with the implementation of our current strategy. On that note, I would like to hand the call over to him as he will provide you with further details on our financial and operational performance. Santiago, please proceed.
Thank you, Luis. I'm excited about this new opportunity within City Express, and I will continue to work tirelessly in my new role to help this company reach its full potential. My remarks here are based on Hoteles City Express's fourth quarter 2021 financial results, which were prepared under IFRS. Our portfolio closed the year with 152 properties in total. This compares to 154 hotels as of the fourth quarter of 2020. Of the 152 hotels in operation at the end of the quarter, 141 were considered established properties, 9 more than in the fourth quarter of 2020. We closed the quarter with 17,331 rooms, a 1% decrease year on year. At chain level, our ADR increased 11.9% year on year to 1,062 pesos, and the occupancy rate increased 5.5 percentage points to 49.1 over the same period. With both impacts combined, RevPAR increased 83.6% year-on-year, closing the quarter at 522 pesos. On a sequential basis, ADR increased 1.7% and RevPAR increased 14.4%. As Luis said, we are very encouraged by the continued sequential improvements in our portfolio's results. Revenues totaled 726.2 million pesos for the quarter. This implies an 87.8% year-on-year increase and a 13.9% quarter-on-quarter increase. Total costs for the quarter increased 22.7% year-on-year to 680.9 million pesos, mainly due to the increase in occupancy. However, we continued our cost and expense containment efforts, working closely with suppliers and collaborators to counteract adverse economic effects and optimize our cost and expense structure. Also, this increase was proportionally less than the increase in revenues. That brings us to our fourth quarter adjusted EBITDA, which was 185.5 million pesos. This represented a 16% quarter-on-quarter growth, leading to a 25.7% margin for the quarter. Comprehensive financing costs decreased 43.6% year-on-year during the quarter to 89.6 million pesos, compared to the 159 million pesos reported on 4Q2020. Our financial liabilities decreased 4.4% quarter-on-quarter to 5,908 billion pesos. Cash and cash equivalents decreased to 990 million pesos, bringing net debt to 4,918.5 billion pesos. This is a 3.8% sequential decrease in our net debt. Our net profit for the quarter was 2.8 million due to the aftermentioned trends combined. This represents an improvement compared to the 327.5 million pesos quarterly net loss from the fourth quarter of 2020. In summary, the recovery in hotel demand and reopening of activities, combined with our cost and expense containment efforts, refinancing strategies, and asset sales, has led to a strong and profitable quarter. We look to continue delivering on this front in 2022. Thank you for your attention. Operator, please begin the Q&A portion of our call.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touchtone phone. If you are using a speakerphone, we ask that you please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star then one if you have a question. We'll pause momentarily while we assemble our roster. And ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, it's star then one if you have a question. Once again, that's star then one if you'd like to ask a question. Today's first question comes from Armando Rodriguez with Sigmund Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for the call and congratulations on these results. Well, my question is about January, particularly from this first quarter. What's your color about this quarter and what's your view, particularly on the seasonality effects that you're waiting for this year, particularly in the first, second, and third quarter? That's my question. Thank you very much.
Hi, Armando. We're definitely seeing an improvement during the current year. We believe that the Omicron effect is going down, and people are just getting moving, and the mobility has been going great. So in terms of getting to 2019 numbers, we're improving, getting there.
Yeah, we are looking at the start up of the year with a typical seasonality, however, with a good increase, a substantial increase over the first quarter of last year. We definitely see a stronger year. We hope for the second quarter to this, for the supply glut in the auto industry to disappear. Not necessarily only the auto industry. Several industries related to manufacturing have suffered from the supply chain problems. So as this continues to appear, we will definitely be closer to 2019 numbers in this year, much closer than last one. Another thing in certain fronts is that we have been consolidating all the measures, the marketing measures we introduced during the pandemic by adjusting our product in certain aspects, as well as reinforcing our distribution channels, the digital channel especially, and then moving towards a more trying to tap all the retail travel agencies, as well as medium-sized and small companies that are the ones that need to travel, rather than the large corporations that normally, with huge corporate offices, that normally use more technology to carry on their work. So what we have concentrated is in adjusting our product, moving along the new trends and the new consumption patterns of the different market segments, and reinforcing the distribution channels that where those persons or that new market that we were not tackling before normally use to make the reservations. So we find that the numbers that we're showing are a result of, yes, the recovery, and yet coupled with the adaptation of the company and its resources to the new shifts in the market consumption patterns.
Perfect. Very clearly. Thank you very much.
And ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one. Our next question comes from Valentin Mendoza with Actinver. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for taking my questions and congratulations on the recovery. I just have a question regarding the occupancy levels in the Bajío region. You just mentioned that you have over 38 assets in that region that has been affected still by the bottlenecks in the automotive industry. So I was wondering if you could give us some color on the occupancy in that region so we can assess the impact that it's having in the overall portfolio. Thank you.
Yeah, the way to say it would be that if they are below the average of the overall chain, and they are probably somewhere between 10 to 20% below in the region. That region is averaging about 15% below the average of the chain, and that is where the opportunity relies. Getting back that region would definitely help. It would really show in the average of the chain for a couple of points, probably 4 to 5 points.
All right. Thank you very much.
And ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's question and answer session. I'd like to turn the conference back over to Luis Barrios for closing remarks.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, again for being here. I am confident about the future of our company as we are in good position to optimize our strategy decisions in the coming quarters. I want to reiterate how grateful I am to all of you who continue to trust on us and look forward to continue generating value for our stakeholders. I will connect you with you soon in our next earnings call, but in the meantime, please feel free to reach out if you have any question or comment. We're always happy to talk with you all. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. We thank you all for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect your lines and have a wonderful day.